Now, the president of Iraq's Kurdistan regional government, Masoud Barzani, has thanked Iran for supporting Iraqi Kurds in fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. He made the comment during a press conference with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in Kurdistan capital, Erbil. Zarif wrapped up his three-day visit to Iraq on Tuesday. Press News Altaf Amma tells us more.
President of Iraq's Kurdistan regional government, Masoud Barzani, has thanked Iran for supporting Iraqi Kurds in fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. He says Iraqi Kurds will never forget Tehran's support that came at a crucial timing, without any expectation for reciprocation.
We requested weapons from all our friends, and the Islamic Republic of Iran was the first government that gave us weapons and military support as much as it could.
Barzani emphasized the need to continue fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. He said the final defeat of the insurgents is only possible through a joint effort by all regional countries. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan regional government made the remarks in a joint press conference with the Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Erbil. For his part, Zarif called for unity in Iraq. He also said fighting the ISIL is a comprehensive campaign that must be pushed ahead until a crushing defeat is inflicted on the insurgents.
The Iraqi people require assistance, including defense assistance, but not soldiers, as they say, foot on the ground. We do not have any soldiers in Iraq. We don't intend to send soldiers to Iraq. We believe that the Peshmerga in Iraqi Kurdistan, as well as the Iraqi volunteers and regular army, are quite capable of defending their territory.
The Iranian foreign minister has warned of the growing threat of ISIL on Iraq. He reiterated Tehran's support for the Kurdish and Iraqi troops fighting ISIL Takfiri militants. During his visit to Kurdistan region, Zarif also met with former Iraqi President Jalal Talbani. The Iranian foreign minister arrived in Iraq on Sunday for a three-day visit. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.